Dr. Sean Riley from Tulsa Spine and Rehab joins us. We always enjoy answering questions submitted through the website or in the clinic. Dr. Riley, today's question has to do with biking. It goes like this. I'm an avid cyclist and I race for a local team. What types of exercise should I focus on since I'm on my bike so much?
Great. We've been fortunate here at Tulsa Spine and Rehab to get kind of hooked up with the cycling community. Tulsa's actually becoming more of a, you know, it's pretty impressive. You know, we have host the Tulsa Tough here annually, which has turned into a huge bike race. So there's a lot of serious cyclists here. A lot of people are jumping on board. It's kind of that cultish thing like golf or something else. So we've been very fortunate to kind of get hooked up with some of the teams here and the cycling community and hopefully become a resource for those guys and gals. I train cyclists. We try to work more of a therapy-based approach with them on, you know, work looking at deficiencies. And then, you know, sadly, we see quite a few injuries. You know, I talk to the cyclists about things that we could do to prevent the injuries, and we can get that to it here in a second. But, you know, when you're dealing with these high-level cyclists, they're in really, really good shape. I mean, their quads are massive. You know, their legs are just in such good shape. The problem is, Scott, they kind of forget about paying attention to their core, their trunk. Okay. One of the things that I speak to a lot of my golfers about is it's called the king and the queen. So the queen is going to be your abdominals and the king, okay, is going to be the glutes, okay, your butt muscles. So that's the first two things that I talk to a lot of these cyclists about is that we, you know, you're on your bike all the time. And, you know, speaking of cross training, these guys don't cross train a lot. They're on their bike the whole time. Their legs are so overworked, okay? Their hip flexors, okay? We've spoken about this. You know, that muscle in the front of your hip tightens up. A lot of us that sit for extended periods, it gets really tight as well. So we forget about stabilizing in our glutes and our back. So this is kind of a two-part thing. You lose efficiency as a biker, okay? So, you know, when you have weakness in your glutes and your core, your trunk, you're not going to maximize your efficiency. So I talk to bikers about, okay, I know you don't hurt, but let's make you a more efficient cyclist by activating your glutes and strengthening your core. And then secondly, sadly, what can happen is that weakness in these areas potentially can lead to injury and low back injury. Okay, we can start with that one. I see a lot of cyclists with low back injuries, and I've been fortunate with a lot of these cyclists that I work with, and a lot of the community is becoming more well-educated or educated that they're properly fit for their bike, obviously. That's the first key. And then it's very typical. I see the same things with these guys and gals that their glutes are going to be weak and their core. And so what happens when they're on their bike for an extended period of time, they can develop just mechanical low back pain. There's a lot of stress and pressure that are put on the joints and the soft tissues in the low back. Another injury I see a lot of is patellar tendonitis. The patellar tendon is that soft tissue right below your kneecap, or lateral knee pain associated with IT band syndrome. Big fancy word, but what happens is it's a game of compensations. And so when you're on your bike for an extended period of time and, you know, you're getting really overworked in one area, let's say your quads and your hip flexors, okay, your glutes are weak and your core's a little weak, well, then you're going to start compensating. You might compensating by recruiting, you know, tightness in your hamstrings or the IT band. Then you start to develop lateral knee pain or this patellar tendonitis. So what happens, typically an injury, these overuse type injuries, it's a function of some deficiency somewhere else. And so, you know, they might have knee pain, but we're really going to pay attention or focus on the hips and the core.
So when it comes to injury prevention, then the key is to focus on that core region, maybe do a little bit more cross training, that sort of thing?
Absolutely. So, you know, you just want to get into someone, first determine what the problem is. And if there's some things you could do locally to the injured site, whether it's, you know, the knee, the hip, the back, and manage inflammation. Make sure you're not overtraining. Make sure you're training properly. Making, you know, it's always good to have someone, another set of eyes on you if you're with a team or with a coach. So give it some, you know, the local, you know, to treat the problem locally, get the irritation, the inflammation down. And then from there, being properly screened to determine where you have, you know, some limitations. So with cyclists, we're going to work on a lot of hip stability, okay, whether it's lateral or outside of your hip, or maybe the glute max, which is your big extensor. Wake your core up with plank type exercises and basic type trunk and core progressions. That's going to not only make you a more efficient cyclist, it's also hopefully going to prevent injuries.
If you have a question for the team at Tulsa Spine and Rehab, whether it has to do with fitness, chiropractic care, or physical therapy, contact them through the website at TulsaSpineAndRehab.com, or you can call them 918-743-3737.